Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry, his service I suggest you order. If you are a football dude or dudette and you are into it deeply, that is where you want to go. All kinds of information, both college and the NFL, covered there, recruiting, draft, all of that, whether it's the actual team in its current state, whether it's personnel acquisition, A to Z, covered by Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com. And along with that, you get his podcast. And he does that a couple times a week. It is very, very good. So we'll have Chris on with us, top of hour number two. Let me plug away to tomorrow. We will be in the downtown 615 once again. We'll be in the same neighborhood as the Omni Nashville Hotel. That is correct. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Now, they don't open their doors until 7-ish, so Crazy Charlie has his hands on the steering wheel tomorrow. Oh, okay. So Crazy Charlie will be with me. So we'll figure out what happens. We'll see what they do. Hour one. Crazy Charlie will be on remote with me. So hour one will be up to somebody's discretion tomorrow morning. And then 7 to 9, it will be me at the beautiful, lovely Southern Steak and Oyster. If you happen to be in town, if you happen to be around, come on by. Just come on in. Love to have you. You can have a good breakfast while you're in there, and we'll hang out a little bit. I posted the link to Commitmas yesterday, and I'll do it this morning, too, during the show. That date is, the actual show is December 18th. But you'll want to come in. If you're coming in, you're getting a room at the Omni, we'll get you a special rate there, a rate that you could never get otherwise at the Omni. Get you a special rate. Arrive on the 17th or earlier, but the eve. And we'll have a get-together in the Bill King suite. We'll have some adult beverages up there, or waters, whatever you want, whatever you're into. And then the next morning we will do the show. If you live within driving distance, you just want to come up and visit, that's good too. You don't need an invite. You don't need a ticket of some sort. You don't need to know somebody who knows somebody. You don't need any of that. All you have to do is show up. It is that easy. Breakfast the morning of the show, the morning of Commitments on the 18th, will be served there in Bar Lines during the show. That is on the house. Music City Todd makes that on the house. And it is wonderful. It is a wonderful breakfast. A big breakfast buffet, just like basically you'd get at Kitchen House. It is just an awesome time. It is a fantastic time, so come on by. Now, I know we got many months. We got a season to get through and all that, a playing portion of the season to get through, but you're welcome. Come on by. I was looking I was on Twitter, just randomly thumbing around, and I came across a list here. It's the all-time winningest college coaches. If you look at this list, most of them aren't D1. You go back, John, and I believe it's Gigliardi. I don't know him. 489 wins. He coached at Carmel in Montana and also St. John's and in Minnesota. Also coached baseball and hockey occasionally at these schools. Number two on this list. Yeah, List Radio, first thing out of the chute. Probably should have poured you a cup of Soul Street coffee before I did this, right? Joe Paterno is number two, 409. Now, that's not D2, D3, NAIA. That is, that's D1. Joe Paterno, 409. 45 years at Penn State. I told you what was so ironic. I interviewed Joe very, very late. Probably a year before everything went down at Penn State. And what was ironic about that is we're in Chicago at the Big Ten meetings, and I'm interviewing Joe Pa. And Ohio State had just fired the sweater vest, Jim Tressel, over Tattoo Gate, Terrell Pryor, all of that. And I was talking to Joe about how he's gone all these years without any controversy that was meaningful. All these years. Again, he coached 45 years. All these years, nothing had happened. But ran a clean ship. You're always going to have discipline, but nothing. And then all hell broke loose a little bit after that. But I remember him saying, look, here's the way it is. We middle of the night, we get a call years ago when so-and-so's down here and he's out of control and he's drunk. We'd go get him. And then we'd discipline him the next morning at 5 a.m., make him run, make him puke. Nobody knew about it. But he says, you never know, though. You never know what might happen. And boy, was he right. Wow. I wonder if he knew that all of that could get out when he was telling me that. Never know. Eddie Robinson is number three, 408. Grambling coach, incredible coach. Number four, Bobby Bowden. That's right. Now, he coached at Sanford, West by God, Virginia, and then Florida State. Sanford there in Birmingham. That's his school. Number five is, and I got to tour these facilities. I actually did about a year ago. Carson Newman. Ken Sparks. 338 wins. Ken Sparks at Carson Newman. That is just outside of Rocky Top, Knoxville. Oh, what would it be? You East Tennesseans, probably 20 minutes outside. Not that far at all. Not far at all. And we were up there actually on a basketball visit for my daughter. And the basketball coach and his assistant, they showed us around. So we went to the football stadium and the training facility. Now, we went in the training facility because at a place like Carson Newman, you don't have your own. So you share it with every sport. It's kind of like a high school. It's a well-known school, but, I mean, facilities-wise, they're not going to have a lot. And so we were looking that over. And it's where the football team, the basketball team, baseball team, all those share the facility. So we went through there. I'd never been to that football stadium. Never been there. It's pretty nice, actually. Carson Newman. Ken Sparks. Let me skip around here. There is the Bear, number eight, with 323 wins. That would be Maryland, Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Alabama. Six natties for the Bear. 323 wins. It's incredible. Jeff, too, looked it up the other day when Bear first got to Alabama. Now, that was his fourth stop as a head coach. His salary was $17,500. That was to be the coach and the AD. Remember, there was a time when schools, particularly in the South, made the football coach the AD. They weren't separate. Yeah, we'll let you be the football coach, and then you can also be the boss of all the other sports at the same time. We'll put a couple of extra $100 in there for that part of it. Interesting story. When we're down at the Omni in Atlanta doing the show, the head chef there at the Omni signed a swimming scholarship in the 70s at Alabama. And he had to meet with Bear Bryant. He was telling me about it. And met privately with Bear to get that scholarship done. Swimming. Yeah, swimming. And he's the, I forget the guy's name. He's the head chef there at the Omni. Good dude. Always prepares a very special, nice meal for us. Nice guy. Pop Warner is number 9 with 319 wins. Pop Warner. Now, here's one. Up in Eastern Kentucky, Roy Kidd with 314. Roy Kidd is on there. I'll skip around a little bit. And again, most of these are not D1. Frank Beamer, he's D1. Number 16 would be Frank Beamer. Beamer Ball. Remember, he was at Murray State for 6 years before he got to Blacksburg in 87. I remember being on a teleconference. Vanderbilt, the Vandy Boys football team. Baseball team just beat hashtag Hail State last night. But I remember it was Vandy going to play in Blacksburg. It was early Jerry DiNardo, and I was going to be part of the TV broadcast for that game. And I remember being on a teleconference with Frank Beamer, just talking to him couple days before the game, and just a couple of us. And he had come off some sort of heart procedure. I don't remember what. This is probably 1990, maybe. So a while back. What would that be? 29 years ago. This was the very beginning of Frank Beamer. He'd been the coach there just a couple of years. He had not gotten it rolling yet, like he eventually did. And that was before Beamer Bowl and everything. Let me find a couple of others. There's Lavelle Edwards at number 22. That's BYU. His first year there was 72. There's Dr. Tom. Number 25, and he won 255 games. He took over for Bob Devaney in 1973. He lasted until 97. Remember, he won 3 of the last 4 natties when he was there. That's a pretty cool list, though. I usually don't go back and look at that kind of stuff, but it's good to go back and kind of refresh the batteries on that kind of stuff. All right, we've got a call. I need to get the break so we can be on time. And then when we come back, we're going to go out to OKC and hang out a little bit. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Watch out for crashes on Cedar Hill Road in Tusculum and on 16th Avenue North in North Nashville. Still clearing a collision in Woodbine at Thompson Lane where it meets St. Edwards Drive. I-24 seeing some heavier traffic from Antioch toward Whitsitt Park and the 440 leading to the Eastern Split. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Call 1-855-700-2979. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for for a quote, get it done on time, clean, and for a great price, $499.22.18, or find them on Facebook, I Haul Anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon counties.
R&M Printing in Mount Juliet reminds us that this graduation season is a time of joy and happiness, but a drunk driver can change the scenario immediately. Do your part. Don't drive drunk. R&M Printing is wishing all a safe and healthy holiday season. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their years of experience for all your imprinted everyday and holiday t-shirts, polos, hoodies, company logos, and more. Call R&M Printing at 615-453-5770.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Vrabel, you're going to know who's in charge with he's around. You understand what I'm saying?
If you cut him, he would bleed footballs. He is football through and through and through. I bet he can bench press more than half his football team.
Wasn't he down at the Senior Bowl working the sled?
He was. Yeah. I guess at USC, he knocked a guy down.
It's a good story.
Exactly right, man.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Omni Nashville Hotel will be in that neighborhood tomorrow morning doing the show. Southern Steak and Oyster will be our location. Let's check out Scott in OKC. What is happening, Scott?
Bill, you up for a drinking game?
Well, as long as I can just pretend, yes. It's a little early.
Well, no. It would require you watching the NBA draft, but...
Oh,
every time someone says wingspan during the NBA draft, you got to take a drink.
Yeah, that wouldn't last very long, would it?
No, you know, I'm calling in today. You know, football's still 70 plus some odd days away, getting ready to hit the dog days of summer, which what we call our summer concert tour, which we've already started. We've got a couple more shows planned for the summer, but, you know, I'm a Big 12 guy. I was really pulling for Mike Martin to get his first national championship and go out on top. And I think that just shows, you know, no matter what sport you're in, how hard it is to win a national championship, because you've got possibly arguably the greatest college baseball coach of all time, going out, and then he never won a national championship. Now, of course, I'll be pulling for Texas Tech, but they got an uphill battle because I think they got to beat Michigan twice just to get to the championship series. You know, now they can be done, and I hope they do. But I don't know. I was just really pulling for him. I've enjoyed watching his teams play, and you know, just wish him the best in retirement. But anyway, that's all I was calling in to say. And sure, we'll talk to you throughout the summer. Maybe call you from one of our concert events somewhere.
Scott, look forward to it, bud. Be safe.
All right, bye.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit. Baseball yesterday, Auburn and Louisville. Resume that game. Louisville ended up hanging on. They were up 4-1 when they resumed. So they advanced. Auburn is eliminated. Vandy then played Mississippi State, and Vandy won. What was the score? 6-3. Kumar Rocker pitched well. 6-3. I tell you what, it's a worry. Mississippi State started chipping away. It was 6-0. And they're the best comeback team in America. They come back to win 28 times. So you worry about that. It's a real talented and scrappy team, Mississippi State. But Vandy was able to hold them off 6-3 in that one. So Vandy undefeated too, 2-0. Then after that, it was Florida State, Texas Tech. Florida State is eliminated. Mike Martin. What was that, 45 years for him? Wow, what a career. This season wasn't really very good. They were worried about even making it to the tournament, and here they found themselves in the College World Series. Heck, they opened up with a 1-0 win over Arkansas, which was impressive. It looks a little bit like we've got a Michigan-Vandy championship series. Now, we don't know that yet. It might not be, but that's what it looks like at the moment. Michigan from TTUN against the Vandy boys. Got to remember, Michigan came in here years ago, a few years ago, and walked off David Price. Remember that? Actually, their coach, Coach Bakich, was on the Vandy staff then when that happened. Yeah, he was part of the Vandy staff. That would be interesting because you've got so many connections between Vandy and Michigan because of Corbin and Coach Bakich. Yeah, that's interesting. Let's go to Cornhusker Richie. What's up, Richie?
Bill, Michigan can't score, so Vandy would love to get them. They can't score enough runs to beat Vandy. It looks like to me, since Vandy went 2-0, I think Vandy wins this thing. But anyway, let's talk football, what everybody wants to talk about. Bill, Phil Steele picked my Huskers to win the West. Now, that's not a great accomplishment for most teams. It would be for us. Now, what we've got this year, again this year, we avoid Penn State, just like last year. But unlike last year, we avoid Michigan. That's very smart for us. And we avoid Michigan State. And the following four games I'm going to give you were road games last year. And this year, they're home games. We have all these teams at home, Bill. Ohio State, Wisconsin, Iowa, Northwestern. They were on the road last year. They're all at home this year. Our toughest road game is at Colorado. Phil Steele picked us to win the West. I'm going to jump out with a 10-2 record, and Scott Frost gets National Coach of the Year.
Many people are suggesting that as well. That seems to be a consensus about the Big Red. Year number two under Scott Frost. Now, when it's a consensus like that, and I don't know that everybody's picking him to win the West, but everybody's picking him to be incredibly improved in year two. That is the consensus.
Don't listen to me. Listen to Phil Steele.
Well,
he knows things that I don't know, and that, you know, a lot. You and him right there together. But listen to Phil Steele and listen to you. That's what I would say.
Well, we're not – now, Phil's been doing this a long time, but we're not fans of his. We're not fans of Phil Tinfoil anymore. We used to be.
When Phil picks a team that stunk last year and he says we'll be good this year, he's got a pretty good track record, Phil.
He does. Yeah, he's been doing that for a while.
He can see the future, and that's where the big money is, Phil. And you know that. It's in the future. That's where the money is, the future.
I don't know that I think they'll go 10-2. That's a huge jump. What were they, 4-8 last year? So from 4-8 to 10-2?
But we had Ohio State, Northwestern, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Iowa, Northwestern, all on the road. We lost all of them. The only game that wasn't close was Wisconsin. We could have won all those. We don't play Michigan. We couldn't beat them on the moon if we played. They're too physical. But we don't play them. We don't play Michigan State. We don't play Penn State. So this is the easiest last year was a rugged schedule. This is as easy a schedule as you get in the Big Ten. And like I said, at Colorado, the toughest road game.
Well, and they're not even a league game. So
But you know, that would go into the team. If we're going to go 10-2, you need to have a pretty easy non-conference schedule. I would say that our schedule right now could be slightly easier than Alabama's, because Alabama doesn't have a hard schedule at all.
Yeah.
Is a little bit – I mean, they it's comparative. Alabama doesn't play anybody either. They've just got A&M and and LSU, and that's it. That's Alabama's schedule. They don't even have a tough opening game like they normally do. You know, Beano Cook used to say he thought that schedule was the most important thing in a college for a college team. I think it's talent funneled closely by schedule.
Yeah, you can't – schedule's not everything. You better have you better have personnel. I agree with that.
You've got to have some. So that's what we're looking at. And then next year, the third year, is when most people really hit it big. I think Saban just won a championship his third year. A lot of coaches, and Lou Holtz at Notre Dame, I think his third year they won it all. The third year seems to be, because all of the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors on your team at that point are, you know, you've got all those. Right now, Scott Frost only has the freshmen and sophomores. The juniors and seniors are still Mike Riley players. You see what I mean? It's just second year.
Right.
You've got to phase. When you're bad, what do? Get rid of as many bad players from the previous crummy coach. Get them off the team. That's the only way to get better and bring in new talent.
Richie, good stuff, bud.
See you, buddy.
Sweater Vest won it in year two. Bobby Stoops won it in year two. Urban Meyer won it in year two. Yeah, the next coach at the University of Southern Cal. The prophylactic posse, Urban Meyer, won it in year two. We had a stretch there where dudes were doing it quick. Let me plug this. We'll get the bottom of the hour. We also have a call we need to get to. Josh up in London, Ohio, says, Bill, when will TTUN, that team up north, realize that their team is a joke? When do they fire that loser coach, Harbaugh? Will it be this year after Ryan Day spanks that hiney? I took his tweet and tweeted out this. Complete this sentence. Will this be the year that? And then you can fill in the rest of it on Twitter. We see what response I get. I haven't looked at him yet. There's a few of them in there already, but we'll get to that. Kip is up in D.C. We got to get him, but we got to get the break first. Bottom of the hour. Let me plug away. Tomorrow we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster, downtown 615, right over there by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash in central Nashville on Church Street, where it meets George L. Davis Boulevard. Not far from that, a crash on 16th Avenue North in the 1700 block. Still clearing those wrecks on Cedar Hill Road in Tusculum and in Woodbine at Thompson Lane and St. Edwards Drive. Have you written a book? Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0885. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
If you have a doorbell, you can have CBD delivered by Ease. Ease is basically CBD Central, a fabulous array of CBD products, great pricing, and loads of information and advice. Ease even has a super knowledgeable concierge to guide your selection process in a live chat. It's the ease of CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. EAZEwellness.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Christopher Bell took home the Xfinity Series win over the weekend, and Brett Moffitt, the Truck Series win. As the Cup Series had the weekend off, they are headed to Sonoma this coming weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be over there at the Southern tomorrow morning. Southern Steak and Oyster. Kip up in D.C. What is happening, Kip?
Hey, I got bean cancer a little bit.
Yes.
Yesterday, talking about the first thing out of my throat out, right?
Right.
That was actually Jared Faison, not Seastrick.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Seastrick played for Zook. Now, if that was Seastrick, that would have been a fair fight. I think that Charlie Storm would have had to get in that room a little earlier.
Yeah, because Seastrick was a big back, if I recall.
Oh, Seastrick was a beast. I wish he would have had the opportunity to play for either Spurrier or Meyer. I'll never forget that 0-3 game when we went to Death Valley and took out Nicky and the boys. Seastrick was a man that game.
Right.
Big time. I think that was LSU's only loss.
Yeah, the rumor about that throwdown had always been out there, but that's the first time I heard anybody who was actually there describe it.
Yeah, that was something else.
So Charlie Strong had to come in there and pry Percy Harvin off the coach that he was choking, probably to death. God.
Yeah, that was crazy times. Hey, main reason why I called was, throughout the week, you've been talking about certain teams. Well, you mentioned certain teams that you thought, or you didn't think they mattered. And, you know, we always talk about how certain people in the media think that it's wide open and certain teams can and cannot win. You know, I think if things align correctly, there are certain teams that win a natty. So, you know, I disagree with you when you say that you don't think Chris Peterson from Washington can win a natty. I think that there, now, I'm looking at, it seems like the state of Washington is, they're having an uptick in recruiting right now. I mean, you look at what they're pushing out there. They got some guys, you know, in the past few classes and also upcoming. I think they're, Washington is a program where if it lines up correctly, where Chris Peterson has his best team coupled with one of the best quarterbacks that he's going to end up having at the same time, I think they can win one. I know. I mean, we'll see what Eason does this year. I know they got that. There's another Hewitt kid coming in. He's like a top. Is he the number one quarterback or country for next?
He's right there. Yeah. There's yet another Hewitt. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So. I think that they're a team that probably could. I mean, I look at a team like Auburn in 2010. I don't think that team overall was great, but you got that, you know, that quarterback that came in and can. You take a look at teams like Virginia Tech. If you put Michael Vick on what was Beamer's best overall team, they probably could have done it. I don't think that team they had right now is the overall best. They just had Mike Vick, a couple other guys sprinkled here and there. I think there's a couple of examples of that. I think Wisconsin, that's the team where if you drop Russell Wilson on one of those teams, then they could have, you know, could have won a natty. I just think that Washington is definitely a team to watch out for, especially Chris Peace. I got so much respect for him.
He's very good. Now, I think something else would have to happen for them to win it. You described part of it. But I think Bama and Clemson is going to have to come back to the pack some, too. I don't know if Washington can be good enough, even with all those elements you described that could be possible for them, to beat Alabama. Let's say go through both Alabama and Clemson, which is something you might have to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're right. I don't know if they can get through them.
At this state and sports, that is a tall task to have to beat Clemson.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's going to take some, you know, take them to come back a little bit, which I think is probably going to happen, you know, in the next 5 years or something like that. There'll be a tad more parity amongst the top teams. But if he has one of those squads where he's stacked up some, you know, strong 4-stars, got a couple 5-stars sprinkled in, and he's able to go into that game with the better quarterback, then that's what I think the formula
right.
is to take down one of those teams. Probably, of course, you got to probably wait to Trevor Lawrence leaves, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep. Kip, be good, buddy. Right, stay out of that traffic.
You too, sir. I'm talking and dodging right now.
Appreciate it, Kip. So I threw it out there. Josh actually kind of got this started this morning. Up in London, Ohio. Complete this sentence on Twitter. Is this the year that? Let me say that again. A little bit better. Is this the year that? And then complete the sentence. And I've got quite a few of them here. Dollar bill, y'all, tweets that the overall college football ratings plummet. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Chris here on Twitter says that LSU beats Alabama. Again, you're completing the sentence. Is this the year that? ... Matt Condon on Twitter. That Ohio State doesn't get blown out by a mid-level Big Ten team. Remember last 2 years, Purdue and Iowa. Head scratchers in that game. Michael, is this the year that they change the playoff format, meaning expand? I don't think it's this year, but I'll give you a scenario. And it has to involve the South. We all know that because everybody points to the South. No. It's got to be the SEC, not the South. Specifically the SEC. It's got to involve something that happens for the SEC that makes everybody else really mad. Like, I am so sick of this preferential 2011 LSU-Alabama repeat game. I can't take it anymore, Bill. I'm not getting over it. It's got to be something like that. Let's say you have another Georgia-Bama repeat of some sort. I don't know. Here's a random one we've talked about. Georgia-Alabama play in the SEC championship game. They're both undefeated. The game's really close. Whoever wins it, it's really close. So they both get in the playoffs, and they meet up in the championship game. That right there would take the rest of America, and they would be grinding the Earth's tectonic plates physically by hand over their anger. It's got to be an SEC that's not fair thing that shakes everybody up. And the Pac-12 once again gets left out. Doesn't even get invited. They're not going to change the format based on some other league because there's not another league that gets the notoriety that the SEC does. Big Ten is the next closest, but the SEC is the one that commands, here's the way we're going to do things. Here's how it's going to look. So if you want to expand to 6-8 teams, whatever it is, I'm totally against it forever. But most of you are for it. I know that. Then you need this year to be a very, quote, that's not fair to everybody else, Bill, year. Complete the sentence, is this the year that? John says, the Trojans fire Gomer Pyle and show that they care about football again. Clay Helton's Gomer Pyle. Round man down in Marietta says, is this the year that Georgia beats Alabama? Well, if you want expansion, let them play twice. Dr. Jeff, he's been out there in Omaha. His doctor's offices are down there in Ormond Beach, Florida. Says, Bill, I don't like Phil Steele. He sold out to ESPN. Phil, I mean, that's true. Phil's not real prominent on ESPN, is he? They don't use him much. I don't even know what his role is. I know he's somehow part of it, but I don't know. I don't know what. I probably don't see it enough. Let me say this. SportsCenter, which years ago was a thing, and then they got away from it, and then they became too political, and it was just a big, gross turnoff, right? I got to see SportsCenter last night. Just a few minutes of it for the first time in literally forever. And it was by mistake. I was watching the Vandy Mississippi State game had just completed. They had about an hour before Texas Tech Florida State baseball. So I was just sitting there, and SportsCenter came on, and for some reason I sat there. It actually wasn't bad. They did some things on the draft with Zion Williamson and Ja Morant. Did some baseball as well, some college baseball. It wasn't bad. It was Sage Steele and Kevin Agande. Is that how you pronounce his last name? I think it is. It was actually pretty good. Now again, I don't have time, so I'm not going to be watching SportsCenter again. But wanted to give them a little bit of a compliment there. Wasn't bad. Now they're never going to recapture what they had in the past. They blew that. And plus, everything's different now. Social media's kind of taken SportsCenter and removed it as far as its relevance is concerned. You can get anything you want immediately on social media. You don't have to wait for a highlight package. Or whatever. So it's different. You're never going to get what the old SportsCenter had back in the Dan Patrick heyday, etc. It's never going to be that again. But I thought it was pretty good compared to the way they let it go when it became nothing but politics and junk, right? One more break here. Hour number one. We've got Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, the brilliant mind of Chris Landry, coming up top of hour number two. We're going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster on Friday morning doing the show right over there by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash in Hermitage on I-40 westbound at Spence Lane. Still clearing wrecks in Central North Nashville on 16th Avenue, the 1700 block, and on Church Street at George L. Davis Boulevard. I-65 southbound is seeing some slowdowns near Trinity Lane.
It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-FREE. That's 615-242-3733. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
The NBA draft coming up tonight. Zion Williamson, a heavy favorite to go number one to the Pelicans. Memphis traded Mike Conley to Utah for Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, and Jay Crowder in the 23rd pick in the draft tonight and a future first-round pick. Memphis 100-1 to win next year's NBA title. Utah 30-1. Baseball today, it's Shane Bieber on the mound for the Cleveland Indians. He's unbeaten in his last six. The Indians are a $1.29 road favorite of the Texas Rangers. Jeff Hoffman pitching for the Rockies. They're a $1.52 road dog at Arizona. They're the -165 favorite with Robbie Ray on the mound. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for just $11.99. That's a pretty unbelievable deal for a pretty unbelievable oil. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for only $11.99 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 6 per customer. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Cloudy and then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high at 85. Partly cloudy overnight with your low at 68. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then mostly sunny with your high at 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Chris Landry coming up top of the hour. LandryFootball.com. Subscribe to all his stuff. You will not regret it. Football on a pretty deep level. Chris will keep it simple enough to where you can understand it, but he'll get deep for you as well. LandryFootball.com. Check that out. Aliquippa Bob, what's happening?
Well, Bill, I will agree with you about Landry Football. There's a tremendous amount of information there. I just love his podcast that he does.
Yes.
He does two on the Big Ten and the SEC. And did a great job, but you know, do me a favor when if you have time. How about ask him what he thinks? If he thinks adding Gerard Parker and Joe Lohrig to the staff will help Penn State handle this young offensive team that they have this year. In other words, are these two additions going to help Penn State get over the hump? Is what my question is.
Okay.
But that, Bill, that's not why I called. I called, you know, Husker Ritchie brought up a good point. And he was talking about Nebraska's schedule. You know, that they have all their big games on the road 1 year and all their big games at home the next year. And, you know, I've complained about the Big Ten scheduler before. And it's funny because they're complaining that they can't get in the playoffs. Yet they schedule things like this. Now, I understand these schedules are made many years in advance. But somewhere down the line, you have to know that Iowa and Wisconsin are probably going to be pretty good football teams. So why in the world would you schedule all of them on the road and all of them at home? And then you complain you can't get in the playoffs. Well, you're setting your teams up for failure just like they do in the East, where they put Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State back-to-back-to-back on consecutive weeks. Now, they've kind of changed that a little bit this year, but I like the SEC scheduling format where you play one of your cream puffs late in the year, and I know everybody complains about that, but, man, you know, the 10th or 11th game, your team's pretty well beat up, and they probably need a breather. So, you know, especially going into rivalry week. So I just kind of think, Bill, that the Big Ten is their worst enemy. So you think this new – my question to you is, do you think that they recognize this, or do you think this new commissioner coming in is going to recognize it and change some things?
Well, I don't know other than just reading briefly, because he doesn't take over till when? Next summer? I don't really know much about him enough to comment on him and what he's thinking. Obviously, you've got to be a visionary. When you're the new guy, status quo is okay to a certain extent because the Big Ten is very healthy. But you also have to think about the future. You can't sit still. I don't know if that's something they're going to look at or not. I really don't.
Well, I hope it is, because they're up here complaining and crying that they can't get in the playoffs and they want to expand it to 8. Well, look at what you're doing to your teams. Even if you expand it to 8, you know, if Ohio State and Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, whoever, if they all have 2 losses, they're going to have a tough time getting in anyway. That, you know, they think that if they go to 8 up here that they're automatically going to put 2 in. They're going to have trouble putting 1 in if they don't change their scheduling tactics. So that's all I have for you, Bill.
Appreciate it, Bob.
See you later.
Yeah, Bob came to Commitments and actually won a netbook. Bob went home with stuff from Commitments. Yeah, wouldn't that be funny if they expanded to 8 and it just actually ended up filling up with SEC teams? That would be kind of funny. I would find that humorous. So I threw it out there. Complete this sentence. Is this the year that... ... Gator Dave says Clemson or Alabama wins the title. It's been a while on that one, right? 2014, the Buckeyes. Last time, it wasn't Clemson or Alabama, correct? Got a little streak going here. Jim and Jupiter. This is a good one. Complete the sentence. Is this the year that Jim says Ohio State finds out they hired the next Clay Helton? John says, is this the year that Minnesota wins the West? Row the boat. PJ Fleck. They're expected to be pretty good this year, next couple of years. Bill fills in the blank. Is this the year that LSU finally beats Alabama? That's come up a couple times already this morning. I threw one out. Is this the year that we have the next 07? where we actually have a shakeup, where everybody's beating everybody up, and you one ranking week to the next doesn't resemble each other. It's crazy. Because we're all sitting here real comfortable with the chalk, aren't we? You might not like the chalk, but we all kind of think it's going to be real chalky again. Same team, same drum beat at the top. Alabama, Clemson, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma. That's the chalky five, remember? Yeah, that's what we named them. That's the chalky five. Is this the year that gets all scrambled up? Doesn't look like it. Chris Landry coming up, hour two.